And so you were then at some point asked to represent a particular person.
Yes.
Can you tell us who that was and what the case was?
Yes, I was approached by the lead counsel of Andre Tagerura, who at the time was representing him, and he needed then a co-counsel. So this is how I first was was first approached to represent of the accused.
Can you tell us the position of Mr.
Tagerura.
Takeura?
Mr. Tagerura was a former Minister of Transport and Communication in the interim government, in the interim Rwandan government.
Prior to and during the alleged
events.
acts, of 1994.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And did you accept that position as co-counsel or assistant
Yes.
co-counsel, I guess?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And came to Arusha then in, you said, 1998.
1998, yes.
And had the defendant, had he been in custody for some time?
Yes, at the time he had been in custody since 1996, having been arrested in Cameroon by Cameroonian authorities after an international warrant, I'm sorry, after an international warrant was issued by the Rwandan government.
Okay. And then in 98 you became part of his trial team.
Yes.
And when was he brought to trial?
He was brought in trial in 2000.
Okay. So you were 2 years from when you came approximately working on the pretrial material
Yes.
events.
Yes.
Without going through each detail, were there any important issues that you would like to relate relative to that case prior to trial, before trial?
Well, I remember complaining about the indictment itself because it was an unclear indictment. We complained several times by making motions to the court, to the chamber. And that is principally what happened
During that period.
during that
And you
period.
prepared, of course, for his defense.
Yes, of course.
That would mean speaking with witnesses, preparing witnesses,
Yes, exactly.
documentary evidence, and so
Yes,
forth.
traveling through Africa to meet witnesses, potential
Is there
witnesses.
anything that you'd like to share about that period? I'm not saying you must, I'm just giving you the opportunity.
Well, I don't remember anything particular that is worth of saying now.
And then you went to trial
In 2000.
In 2000, and that the trial is before three judges without a jury. Coming from the French portion of Canada and practicing there, were you familiar with the jurisprudence or the jurisprudential foundation of this court?
Well, at the time there was not much jurisprudence already made. So, but I was of course familiar with the adversary system. We also have in Canada adversary system and
And so in Canada it's based on the common law,
Exactly.
even in the French portion.
Yes.
Okay. But I have learned, and I'm sure you have as well, that there are some ingredients of the French civil law as well that are in this tribunal, sort of a hybrid system, I guess they call it. Can you tell us if there were about that, and if it created any difficulties for you as defense counsel?
I don't believe there was much difficulty for those lawyers used to the common law system. I think that there were more problems for those who were practicing in the civil law before, because they were not used to the examination and cross-examination of witness, meeting with the witnesses. For us, this is something very usual, but for them, it is unusual. Like, for instance, they are not familiar with meeting with witnesses before. In their system, they are not allowed to meet with witnesses before. So this is something that put more difficulties on them than on us. For instance, the lead counsel in the first case I had here was from a civil law system, and we were discussing the rules of procedure and evidence, and we could not see it the same way. We could not make the same interpretation. But of course it developed, and then we all realized that witnesses were going to be questioned the way we do it in common law.